This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is back, coming up soon, the 7th Annual Cheese and Thank You Fundraiser with the United Community Action Network Food Bank. Val Gordon in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Oh, this is really exciting. I'm happy to be here to share. As you said, it's our 7th Annual Cheese and Thank You Fundraising event. We have this year 19 different restaurants that are participating and 20 cheesy creations. So essentially, if somebody goes into the restaurant and they purchases the item from the Cheese and Thank You menu, $2 will come back to UCAN.
And obviously, that's worked out really well for you. People seem to get pretty involved, and you've got a kickoff on Saturday, too.
Yeah, we're going to kick off this Saturday giving out free cheese sandwiches. We're going to be located at the Columbia Bank parking lot downtown. And come and join us anytime between 11 and 2 for your free sandwich. You'll also be able to pick up your passport, which is what customers will use to put a stamp on when they visit a restaurant.
Yeah, and you actually brought one in here. So you've got all the different restaurants listed right on it. And then I guess they what, just stamp on top of there?
Yeah, every restaurant will have a stamp. You go in and you eat their cheesy creation. You will get a stamp. And this year we're doing something a little bit different. When somebody fills out five different restaurants with five different stamps, they are going to be put into a drawing for a gift certificate. And then also, if somebody goes into a restaurant and takes a photograph of them eating their cheesy creation, we will have raffle drawings throughout the entire month of March when they send that in.
That seems to be like a thing for the 2020s.
It is. It is.
Photographing yourself eating. Yeah. Who would have ever thought that would happen? But yeah, it's a popular thing now. And it really seems like over the 7 years you've been doing it, really brings a lot of attention to the UCAN Food Bank in kind of a creative way.
Yeah, it really does. And this is actually a very fun event, not only to get businesses and business into the restaurants, but also for everybody to have an opportunity to go and try the cheesy creations at restaurants that they might have never gone to. And we got a reward for them for doing that.
All right. And boy, some of the, I was kind of looking through the list here, some very unusual creations some of these places have put together.
They really are. We didn't say just make a cheese sandwich this year. This year we said, do your best to create a cheesy creation. And that's what they've done. We actually have four restaurants as well that are part of Thrive that will give a plant-based menu as well.
Yeah, and I see one here, a cauliflower cheesy mac.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sounds exciting.
If you want cauliflower. And let's see here, spicy artichoke, that's on there. Tri-tip mac, also cashew queso nachos, if I could even say that. So, yeah, a lot of different options there. So it's just the month of March, right?
It's going to run the entire month of March, and we're delivering our kits this week to the restaurant so they know exactly how to hand out the stamps. And the passports will be available this Saturday at the kickoff, but they will be in all the restaurants as well and can be picked up at the UCAN office.
Right, and you guys even have a whole website for this.
Yes, they can go to the www.ucancap.com, select events, and you will see Cheese and Thank You. It'll give you a list of all of the restaurants that are participating, and I believe we put on the sandwiches there, too.
And how's the food bank? How are things going in terms of the amount of demand you're getting these days?
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you asking. It has not gone away. In fact, it has increased. And so we are trying to hold as many fundraisers as we can. But in addition to that, we take donations, and I'm going to be working hard on getting more food drives.
All right. And, yeah, obviously it's been a big issue for a long time, but probably this year, some of the economic factors probably haven't helped.
No, it certainly hasn't. We're getting about half as much food, and we have double the number of people that need it.
All right, and with some of the recent layoffs and other things like that, more people out there sometimes in need.
That's correct. And I get more phone calls now than I ever have before from people that I can tell have never gone to the food pantries to figure out how to get food. So it definitely has impacted our community.
All right, it's called Cheese and Thank You with the UCAN Food Bank. Anything else people ought to know?
No, just get out there and try a new cheesy creation at any of the restaurants that are participating. We'll appreciate your support.
All right, Val Gordon from the United Community Action Network Food Bank, 836 at the Morning Report.